Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We started the chapter on the prohibition of backbiting and the command of safeguarding the tongue. That the prohibition not permissible for one to backbite and safeguarding the tongue. So we're doing various ahadith and principles as far as this is concerned. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyakul khayran aw liyasmut. Muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, One who believes in Allah Pak and the last day, and this is an expression, one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day, means this person is a believer. Person has iman. Doesn't mean he doesn't believe in all the other things. He doesn't believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He doesn't believe in sahaba. He doesn't believe in malaika. It doesn't mean that. It's just an expression. One who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day. In other words, a person is a believer. What should he do? He should speak good words or he should remain silent. Such beautiful advice. One who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day, he should speak good words or remain silent. An Abi Musa radiallahu anhu qal, Qultu ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul muslimina afdal? Hadith Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he says, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that who is the best Muslim? Qala, man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. One from whose tongue and hands other Muslims are safe. Whose tongue and hands other Muslims are safe. In other words, his tongue, his hands are such that other people are safe. How they say from his hands, he doesn't abuse them physically in any manner, in any way. And from his tongue, he doesn't verbally abuse him. He doesn't backbite. He doesn't slander them. He doesn't affect them from verbally in any manner. Sometimes now, as I mentioned, it can even be in writing also. But in no way he affects them. They are safe. They are comfortable. When a person has got these qualities, people are comfortable to be with him. Otherwise, when a person has got the quality of backbiting, speaking and transmitting any stories that they hear, and even in a person in his company, you will feel uncomfortable. Should I say this? Should I not say that? What if he says of this about me? What he says about this about that about me? He is a person that transmits all sorts of information. There's a nice Arabic saying, "Man nakala ilayka, nakala anka." That person who comes and relates stories to you, remember something. He's relating stories about you also. Person comes and he relates stories to you about this person and that person and that person. And remember in the back of your mind that he's also going to relate stories about you. Be very careful of such people. They got it in the tabiat, in the habit to relate stories. So this is what this hadith is speaking about, that a person whose tongue and hands other people are safe. Now this aspect about remaining silent is such a thing, such a beautiful thing, is that it is said about, takes about 2 years for a person to learn a language. Look at a child, when he's about 2 years now, he can say a few words. He understands water, food, what he wants, his father, mother, he starts learning. Or a person that doesn't know, he goes into a foreign country, for example, he goes into Arabia, and now he needs to learn Arabic. In about 2 years, if this person is got enough, he's a little bit sharp, he can learn the language, how to speak, how to move, what to do. He said that about 2 years it takes to learn a language. But it takes a lifelong, so it takes 2 years to speak, but it takes a lifelong journey to learn when to remain silent. It takes so long to remain. When should I remain silent? When should I speak? So this is something that constantly a person has to learn. It's not something that comes overnight. And it will help a person in many, many different avenues. The fact that he knows at which point I should remain silent, wait. And that usul that we did yesterday, very, very good usul, that when a person wants to, first thing a person should do, he should safeguard his tongue. And then if speech is good, beneficial, and there is a chance of harm, then what you should do at that point, you should remain silent. In this situation, if I speak and if I remain silent, there's both benefits in both. Well, what should I do? Person should remain silent. Why? Because if he speaks, there's a possibility of that speech somehow going into haram. If he remains silent, there is no chance of that silence going into haram. And Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, May yadman li ma bayna lahyayhi wa ma bayna rijlayhi, adman lahul jannah. Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, That person who gives me guarantee that he will safeguard what is between his jaws and what is between his thighs, I will guarantee him paradise. I will guarantee him jannah. In other words, the person gives guarantee of just two things. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving a guarantee. A person buys any product, he's got a 12-month guarantee, or 3-year guarantee, or 5-year guarantee. that guarantee is as good as the person that is giving the guarantee. If the person that is giving the guarantee is not a reliable person, then that guarantee is not reliable. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that person that guards, that person that guarantees me that he will safeguard what is between his jaws and what is between his thighs, I will guarantee him Jannah. So now, can you imagine what is the guarantee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That is the best guarantee a person can get. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن العبد لا يتكلم بالكلمة ما يتبين فيها يزل بها إلى النار أبعد مما بين المشرق والمغرب. This hadith is teaching us how careful a person has to be about every word, every word. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated, he heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, a servant utters a word without pondering over its seriousness, and in so doing he slips into the fire of Jahannam to a depth that is greater than the distance between the east and the west. Just now, sometimes a person may say a word that is a word of kufr, so he doesn't even realize what a bad word he's saying, and he's speaking out against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes he's speaking out against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recently there was an incident that where the brother and sister were debating something. It was about the virus. It was around this time, having a debate about the virus, and the sister now is telling the brother that if you have to die, I hope that there is such a thing as Jannat because you believe in this thing. I hope there is such a thing as Jannat because you're so bravely believing in Jannat, and we believe it to be like a fairy tale. Imagine, Muslim sister is telling a Muslim brother, I'm hoping that there is such a thing as Jannat because you believe in such a thing, and we take it to be like a fairy tale. So imagine now, person makes one statement like that, can take him into the fire of Jahannam. And here the hadith is saying, أَبْعَدَ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. It causes him to slip in the fire of Jahannam to a distance that is greater than the east and the west. We'll do one hadith. وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ عَنِ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجَاتٍ وإن العبد لا يتكلم بالكلمة من سخط الله تعالى لا يلقي لها بالا يهوي بها في جهنم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a servant utters a word that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says something that makes Allah Pak happy, and he does not even realize it, due to which Allah ta'ala elevates his ranks. A servant, another servant, utters a word that angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does not even realize it, due to which he falls into the fire of Jahannam. So these hadiths are teaching us that here, one word also, a person doesn't give it any consideration. He just says anything that comes out of his mouth, anything that he comes to his tongue, he says, but he doesn't realize that if he says something that will please Allah, in other words, he pondered, and he said something that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will elevate his darajat. And he says another thing that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will cause him to fall in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. So these ahadith teach us how careful we have to be as far as our speech is concerned, that we have to learn how to remain silent. And this is a trait of the akabir and the seniors, that they were very, very, very careful of the speech. In fact, in the hadith also of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned about him as far as his speech is concerned, tawilus samt. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for long periods of time he would remain silent. Imagine if any person that is there that could speak and speak and speak all the time. It would be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much he's got to offer. Where there was a need for him to speak, he spoke. Where there was a need for him to cheer somebody up, he would cheer somebody up. Where there was a need to advise, he would advise. But yet, despite all that, there were long periods of silence. This teaches us something, that we don't have to speak all the time. For a person to be kind, generous, courteous, doesn't mean he needs to speak all the time. Yes, he mustn't be unsociable and unfriendly, but at the same time, he has to be very careful of what he says, how he says, that he should think about what he's saying. There's no point in making speech and statements and then thinking about the ramifications later on after the harm is caused. As Mawla Ilyas Patel Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, he says a nice thing. He says that if a person's leg slips, then he can break some bones. There's a possibility that he'll fall and he'll break some bones. But if a person's tongue slips, then he can break homes. Break homes, and just like that, one word, and the whole family is in disarray. Talaq is given. Person said such a thing. And then brothers and sisters don't talk. Children and fathers don't talk. So therefore, this tongue, the leg can slip, but don't let the tongue slip. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.